Right, you need to re-say that, or...
All right, I'll do it just in case. It's Tuesday, September 20th, 6:07 p.m., and we're going to start the work session. Today for the work session, we mostly have a closed session, so I'd entertain a motion to go into closed session.
Yeah. Can we cover one agenda item, the Bay Hill Park item, first?
Yeah, okay. So we'll talk about Bay Hill Park and then go into closed session after that.
Okay.
So, Council, we have Eric Neal with us today from Bowen and Collins. Yeah, you can step up to the mic there. We had the Bay Hill Park construction project out to bid at the end of the week last week. We received two bids. One was for $518,900 and change. The other was for $520,000. And the engineer's estimate was $363,000. And so Eric is here to talk to us a little bit about what that means for us as a city and what our options are. And we can ask him some questions if you guys have questions about those bids. But Eric, why don't you go ahead and start?
Okay, thank you.
Sorry, just one real quick. When are we going to get copies of the bids?
There's, I'm trying to think if I sent those out. I thought I sent those out.
I didn't get it.
Okay.
Did you guys get it?
Let me send that to you.
Okay. Did you guys get it?
As of early, this afternoon, I didn't have it.
Sorry, no. I apologize. I think I did.
Sorry.
Okay, thanks. So we bid the project in hopes that we'd get more bids, obviously, than two. Two bids kind of keeps your prices higher, as you've seen, just heard, based on our estimated cost and what the bidders actually submitted. And we have a couple, reasons why we think that they're higher. Number one is all the contractors that we typically do work with during this time of year, they're really slammed. They're really busy. They've got multiple projects going on, and they're trying to get all those finished before the snow flies. So adding another project in on top of that is, I think, one of the key reasons why we're getting these higher prices. I know specifically I talked to a contractor that was interested in bidding on the project but ended up not bidding because he was just too busy. And I know there's probably several. Do you remember, David, how many plan holders there were?
I believe we had 9 plan holders, if I remember right.
Okay. So there again, just not 2 out of 9 is not very good odds. So we talked about what we can do, in talking with David, we just kind of feel like the best thing to do in the interest of the city to save some money would be to postpone construction till the winter months, when the contractors are more anxious for work and trying to keep their guys busy so they don't have to do layoffs. And typically when you do that, we see a lot more bidders and we see the lower prices. Another thing too to consider right now, if we were to get started, the asphalt season is coming to an end, and in order for us to lay asphalt, the contractor would really have to be on top of schedule, and I'd be surprised if he would even get it done this year. Which would move the project into spring anyways. And so delaying the project to the first of the year bid period time would help lower the costs and be able to finish the project all in one time frame instead of a gap between construction and laying asphalt. Some other things that we've thought about is breaking out some items that the city could purchase themselves and install. Number one being the pavilion. That would shave. I don't remember the cost. It seemed like it was around $100,000 that would be saved there without being marked up by the contractor.
Is that $100,000 of savings or $100,000 that wouldn't have a markup?
$100,000 that would not have a markup. Another thing too is we've spec'd out these trees and shrubs. We could go down in size just a little bit and save some money that way. It seems like the smaller trees and shrubs do just as well as the bigger ones with less mortality rate. I think that's kind of the things that we were thinking about. Our recommendations, I guess, if there's any questions.
Any comments from the council?
Well, I'm just looking at the...
Okay, I'll give
so
you a minute.
One question I have. I spoke to a gentleman who does construction loans, and he was saying that a lot of the contractors and subcontractors that he's dealing with have actually said they plan on being quite busy through the winter because a lot of them are paying extra to build through the winter in order to have construction ready to sell in the spring. Is that not what you're seeing?
I mean, there's contractors, yes. There are contractors that are busy through the winter, just as busy as they are now. But in general, generally speaking, most contractors kind of slow down as the winter hits. A lot of them take, you know, a few weeks of work off just because there's not a lot that they've got going on. So in general, there is a lull in the amount of work.
Is there a guarantee that in the winter it's going to be less?
Less work?
Less money.
Oh, less money. I guess there's no guarantees in life, but yeah, I'm fairly confident that, I mean, we've seen that we've bid projects multiple times before in the past, and they usually come in lower.
So I'm looking at the bids, and it looks like they're all just kind of lump sum. And I had a brief discussion with David Bunker this week about that, and I think if we do go to rebid or whatever, it might be beneficial to rebid based on, because there's hardscape, like road work, there's a pavilion. If we get it broken down rather than just lump sum, I think we might be, could make better decisions as a council.
Yeah, I agree. And that's what we would propose doing as well, breaking out those into unit prices for each item.
Does the bid not break it down? I haven't seen the bid, so does it not break it down?
The bid does not.
You should have it now.
Yeah, I just checked my email. I don't have it.
Here's what it looks like.
Yeah, right now it's just lump sum, so it's the whole project as one.
So they didn't break out and give an itemized bid at all?
No.
That's just what they gave us. Okay.
And we didn't ask for an itemized bid?
We didn't.
The other thing I discussed, and you know, I'm a developer that has a development right next to the site, and I looked at the plans, and there was about 6,000 yards of fill or something required. And, you know, given timing, whatever, through the winter, I'm not, you know, I'm building a couple houses, but I've sold lots that other builders are building. And they will need places to put that, the dirt, and it's right adjacent to there. So there could be significant savings.
So that fill could already be on site.
That's just adjacent to it rather than hauling it in from other places too. So I just throw that out as a possibility. It doesn't mean, you know, it's not a make or break for me or anything, but it could save the city some money.
Was there any discussion with the bidders about reducing their price with the understanding that they wouldn't start until winter?
So Jamie Sandys, who's also worked on the design of the project, she talked to one of the contractors and said, you know, if you had just delayed it a month or two even, we could reduce our cost by at least 5%. And so that's just one contractor that we spoke to.
Any more questions from the council or staff? Okay, tell me your name again.
I'm Eric Neal with Bowen Collins.
Eric, thank you so much for being here.
Okay, thanks.
All right. I kind of want to apologize for the way I'm dressed, because I usually don't dress this way, but I'm coaching football, and so you get what you get. And so I am casual, but we're winning. So,
that's good.
Mr. Bunker, is Reed Bromley going to be here?
I thought you said you had spoke with him. Did you talk to him?
A while ago. That it's been a couple of weeks, and he said he was going
to
be here.
I haven't talked to him today.
Okay. Maybe text
him
and see if he's going to be here. But there are some real estate issues that that we do need to talk about in exec session. And so let's do this. Let's take a motion to go into exec session pursuant to the discussion to purchase, exchange, or lease a real property. And so if someone would like to make a motion with the state codes listed, then I will take that.
Tyler, he said he's not available till 7.
I'll propose a motion to go into closed session pursuant to Utah State Code 52-4-204 and 52-4-205, 1D and E, to discuss the purchase, exchange, or lease of real property and to discuss the sale of real property.
Okay. I have a motion to go into exec session. Is there a second?
Mr. Manager, we need the location, please.
Mr. Crawley, can you give the location, please?
Yeah. Cedar Hills Rec Center.
Okay. So the motion has been amended to reflect the location. Do I have a second?
Second.
Mr. Geddes has seconded. All those in favor?
Aye. Aye.
It's also a roll call vote.
Okay.
Yes.
Mr. Bailey?
Yes.
Mr. Geddes? Mr. Crawley?
Aye.
Mrs. Reese?
Aye.
Motion was unanimous. Is Mr. Zappala on the line yet?
He's not calling
until
7.
Okay. All right. Okay. We are back in council work session after leaving exec session. I do just have a few minutes. Does anyone have any questions on item number 9, which we do have a couple of minutes, which is an action item on placing a temporary moratorium on issuing permits for renewable energy systems? Have you read your packets? Do you understand what we're doing here?
Yep.
Okay. So I think the council the staff just wants to get a handle on renewable energy before we proceed, because we're getting so many requests for permits of this that, Mr. Bunker, how long of a moratorium are you anticipating?
3 months.
And you'll be able to accomplish everything that you need to accomplish in that time frame?
Yes. The main issue is we're seeing a trend for alternate energy sources that are not typical. We're not worried about the roof-mounted solar, and that rebate from the state ends at the end of the year, and to my knowledge has not been put back on for renewal.
Okay.
So I think you're going to see solar really die off after the first of the year. But what we're concerned about is a movement to put ground-mounted solar. And some of these people want them 20 feet tall, 20, 30 feet tall, ground-mounted in the back of their yards, multiple panels in a row. And that is just something that we're not prepared to really tackle. We want to bring that before the council before they bring us proposals like
that.
How
many requests have we had to do ground-mounted?
Well, we've only had one so far.
Okay.
But we're anticipating there could be more.
All right. On item number 10, this is also an action item on adding, amending, or deleting certain portions of the policies and procedures manual. So I hope you've read your packets on this. Mr. Bunker, you want to maybe talk for 2 or 3 minutes on what this is about, so you'll be up to speed on this as well.
So in the personnel policies and procedures manual, we actually had an audit by URS, and it seems like we're getting those every year. In their findings, they said that they would like to see policy written that part-time, seasonal, temporary, and elected officials are not authorized and not required to receive retirement benefits from URS, and so, which is the case. But the council can change that. That's up to the council to decide if you want to offer those kinds of benefits to those groups of people. But they would like to see that language, so that language has been added to the policy and procedures manual. And then in addition to that, we added a section on fraud into the manual. There's some other cleanup verbiage in there as well, but those are the main issues.
Okay, very good. It's about 1:45. This is when I like to take a break. So let's take a motion to, and we actually don't need to take a motion. I'm just going to announce we're going to take a break now, come back in 15 minutes, start up right at 7 o'clock. Thank you.